Speed jokes come your way, courtesy of Team Hochberg. Hit it. Oh, no, we can't do speed jokes without the music. Doesn't say much for the jokes when the music is the best part of the speed jokes, courtesy of Team Hochberg. The mom says, hey, kid, how was school today? And the kid says, it was great. In chemistry class, we learned how to make explosives. The mom says, well, that's great. What are you doing in school tomorrow? The kid says, what school? Hey, speaking of chemistry, did you guys hear that oxygen and magnesium went on a date? I'm like, OMG. Old guy's on his deathbed, smells his lifelong favorite chocolate chip cookies, and with his last bit of strength, he wobbles into the kitchen and reaches for the plate. His wife of 50 years sees him, slaps his hand, and says, ah, those are for the funeral. Speaking of chocolate, people ask me all the time, how do I sneak chocolate candy into the movie theater? Well, I've got a few Twix up my sleeve. Hey, does anyone want to buy a deflated tire? No pressure. Speaking of that, air at the gas station used to be free. Now it costs a buck. I asked the guy why, and he said inflation. Karl Marx's sister, Anya, was an Olympic track coach. Did you know that?
Yes.
Anya Marx, you've heard of her?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I got my DNA kit and found out I'm 86% Danish butter cookie now from the Costco region. I don't know if you're familiar with that part of the world. Actually, that's the way the joke is written. If I'm 86% of anything right now, it's gin and tonic. Excuse me. Yeah.
And did chocolate. You just snort?
I did. And chocolate ice cream. I don't know. What have you, since St. Patrick's Day, Dave is the wrong person to ask this because he's perfect. Because you're perfect in every way.
Hardly.
But I'm just thinking, what is the thing that you've consumed more of than you would have any other spring, summer? What's the one go-to comfort food you've been consuming? 312-981-7200, please. And if you snort through your nose, I'm okay with that. Grzanich?
Dark chocolate covered pretzels.
That's all I'm asking. Yeah. Jen, do you have anything that's been a go-to for you? DeSalvo is boring, too, because she's running marathons every day.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've consumed more oxygen than I normally would have.
Not what I had in mind. If your answer is sparkling water, I don't even want to talk to you.
Oh, well, we do love our soda stream.
There you go. So, a little more sodas.
Well, I eat a lot of dark chocolate-covered raisins and dark chocolate-covered espresso beans.
Dave?
So.
My wife baked a lot, especially during my work from home.
Brenda's
time,
been
and she's
doing some comfort brownies.
Bakes great stuff.
Yeah,
so
it's a little
cookies,
baking.
Her cookies.
What are they called?
See, that's lucky. I can't bake anything.
Procrastinating baking. That's what a lot of people have been doing during the virus. Oh, and by the way, guys, finally, this reminder: at any given time, the urge to sing "The Lion Sleeps Tonight" is just a shim away, a whim away, a whim away. When's the last time someone played this for you?
The jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
This is going to be your ear candy problem for today.
The jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
9:45. This is WGN Radio.